It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Antibiotic resistance poses a global threat. It becomes harder to treat infections as the effectiveness of antibiotics diminish. College students across the world and here in Wisconsin work together to find solutions in soil, and they converge in Green Bay for the Tiny Earth Winter Symposium at Lambeau Field. Call in with a question. Share your thoughts. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Brian Merkel is an associate professor and chair of human biology at UW-Green Bay. He's organizing the Tiny Earth Symposium set for next week. Brian, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Oh, good morning, Kate. It's really a pleasure to be here with you and the listeners today.
Well, you organize this event in part to take action on antibiotic resistance. How serious is the threat?
It's very serious, and even before the pandemic, it was a leading cause of death worldwide. But unfortunately, the COVID pandemic did occur, and when you have patients that have pulmonary process and they have a fever, what that often means clinically is that you're going to prescribe antibiotics while you perform tests and investigate further to determine what the cause is. But these are emergency cases, and oftentimes that means prescribing antibiotics. And given all the cases around the world where all those antibiotics were being prescribed because of COVID infections, it's just given these very, very effective microorganisms more opportunities to develop resistance. So we are in the billions in the United States every single year because of six of these nasty organisms that have become highly antibiotic resistant. And by 2050, the predictions are that deaths due to antibiotic resistant organisms will match deaths caused by cancer.
Wow. Well, enter college students who across the globe are collecting soil to be tested for antibiotic research. What are students doing after they collect these soil samples?
So, yeah, it's really this innovative curriculum called Tiny Earth, right? And it's really exciting. It's a transformative experience for students. And as you indicated, they're doing this all over the world. Approximately 14,000 students annually around the world. It starts with a soil sample, their innovative ideas about where to look, where to go. And then over the course of 14 weeks, they're characterizing the antibiotic activity of the metabolites that these soil bacteria are producing.
Do the soil samples vary quite a bit in what's in the soil across the globe?
Yes, it can vary quite a bit. Students are looking at a variety of different locations. And so the hope is ultimately, as we gather this information around the world and enter the information into the largest soil database around the world, the Tiny Earth Soil Database, one of the hopes is that ultimately we could create soil maps, if you will, with GPS data that's attached to these sample sites with other geospatial data that you would use artificial intelligence software and machine learning platforms to identify through those mechanisms those sites that harbor soil isolates that hold the greatest promise in terms of antibiotic production. So that's one of the great hopes that we have as we join in this collaborative effort around the world.
UW-Green Bay Associate Professor Brian Merkel with us as we talk about antibiotic research, the Tiny Earth Symposium that is set for next week. You can join in questions and comments on antibiotic research, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Brian, two Northeast Wisconsin Technical College students recently discovered a new antibiotic in a park in Howard, Wisconsin. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so one of the great things that Tiny Earth provides through these research opportunities that are built into the curriculum of our courses, and this is through the great efforts of a colleague of mine. His name is Dr. Angelo Kolakithis from NWTC. because of the Tiny Earth curriculum, he in fact had two students, because of their great efforts, struck gold, as it were, and found some very, very promising isolates that they decided to pursue further. And it culminated into some publications. So we're really excited about that. Angelo really does an amazing job because, as we all know, it's doing research can be tough wherever you are, but Angelo's been able to do this at NWTC. So it's really a credit to what Angelo does and the students that he works with. And I would think, too, the infrastructure and support that NWTC is providing Dr. Colakides.
And apparently, what the students found was important because it wasn't toxic to humans. Can you explain that distinction?
Yeah, so it's important, right? When we find these metabolites, these compounds that these soil isolates produce, one of the things that can happen is that we can find that they have activity against bacteria that can cause infections. So while that's important, sometimes what we have to be careful about and what we have to know is that whether or not these same compounds that can work against things that we worry about that can cause infections, do we also can we also determine whether or not they could have toxicity in humans? So one of the great aspects of the work that they did at NWTC is that they actually took a look at that. And so
Ideas Network, are you calling to get on the air?
Oh, I'm sorry. We just had a carry on, carry on.
Yeah, no, it's that's fine. So yeah, it's really important that these compounds, right, that they have efficacy for the things that we are concerned about, but we're also concerned about safety issues too. So I think very wisely, Angelo and his team of students at NWTC were looking at both of those things.
We have UW Green Bay Associate Professor of Biology. Brian Merkel is a Tiny Earth instructor, organizer of its symposium. Call in with a question. You can share your views. The number is 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Wisconsin college students in the Tiny Earth program, they take part in an international research effort to help discover novel antibiotics to address the increasingly concerning issue of antibiotic resistance. And they share their work at a Tiny Earth symposium set for Green Bay. Be part of the conversation. Call in with a question, add your views, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. UW Green Bay Associate Professor of Biology Brian Merkel is organizing the event. Brian, part of the Tiny Earth mission is to encourage people from underrepresented groups to enter STEM fields. And you say 60% of students who start their undergrad careers with a STEM major eventually switch. Why is this happening? Why do students typically switch?
Well, yeah, it's a fascinating conversation to have about that. And I think all too often in the past, we've always thought that we had to fix the student. It was something deficient in students. They just couldn't handle the curriculum. And I think what we're seeing now is an important change in how college educators are approaching the classroom. And so the idea is to fix the environment, fix the classroom, not so much worry about fixing the student. And so what's powerful about the Tiny Earth curriculum is that we're turning students loose. It's really interesting to think that for so many years, generally, the way that we've approached teaching science as educators is a lot of observation, not a lot of touching, not a lot of really doing the doing of science, right? So, and those are the things, the irony here is those are the things that scientists love about science, but yet we were preventing students from doing just that in the classroom. So turning students loose through a course-based undergraduate research experience like Tiny Earth, which happens to be a very powerful one because students are actually doing research on a global health crisis. So there's several cures, as we call them, out there, but the Tiny Earth one, again, is really powerful because of the reasons articulated. So, the agency that they have, they start with a soil sample. They are contributing to their community in a very relevant way. They are collaborating together. They see the value of iteration, right? When you do science, you repeat things, you have to troubleshoot. So all of those kinds of things and going through that experience in a college course tends to be really powerful for them. And so what we're seeing is that it's changing that disturbing trend, right? So we have a projected shortfall in healthcare professionals and physicians and in scientists. And so cures like Tiny Earth are changing all that for the reasons mentioned. And so it's really important, right? So we have this global pandemic of antibiotic resistance. We have a shortfall of physicians. And let's face it, if you're not interested in science, it's difficult to become a physician because all of these things are science-based, and we have to do a much better job of not just inspiring students with their initial interest, right? We want to nurture that. We want to show them that their interest is well served, it's well placed by providing environments that nurture that. And Tiny Earth, I think, does a great job of that. And it's scalable too. So when we talk about underrepresented communities, right? Individuals that have to work after school, or they are the daycare center for their families, so they can't participate in traditional opportunities that colleges provide students to engage in one-on-one independent studies, because these experiences are built into a course, it provides much more access for these communities.
In terms of that scalability, how does a biology professor or instructor become a Tiny Earth instructor? I just wonder, are you recruiting more schools and more educators to lead this?
Yeah, that happens every year. So the Tiny Earth headquarters is based on the UW Madison. The founder, her name is Jo Handelsman. And so she was tired of that trend and really frustrated by that trend of we're losing 60% of the students, and why don't we empower ourselves to fix the classroom? That was her idea. And so, through a lot of things, to her credit, what she did certainly is at UW Madison, there are training opportunities that happen a couple times a year. It's a week-long process where college educators across the country, around the world, are invited to spend time to learn techniques, not only scientific techniques that are needed to identify antibiotic activity among soil bacteria, but also teaching techniques that tend to work really well when we talk about science and STEM fields. So all those things happen on a regular basis every single year.
I wonder, does Tiny Earth align with the priorities of other larger health organizations? I'm thinking about the World Health Organization and its goals to address drug-resistant bacteria.
Yeah, absolutely. It does align with that. When you think about this crisis, right, it really requires a multi-pronged strategy. It requires a lot of collaboration to deal with these very, very large-scale problems, right? In this case, it's a healthcare problem, it's a world crisis, it's a public health crisis. So number one, we have to do a better job educating students. We want to inspire them. We want to show them that they can do science. We want to retain them in these kinds of fields. We have to do antibiotic discovery in this case. Pharmaceutical companies have abandoned this process.
And I want to pause right there because there is that sentiment that pharmaceutical companies have not invested into research on this area and into research and developing new antibiotics. And what is your take on this?
Well, I mean, it's a business. So, right? I mean, we all get that. So, to be fair to them, it's, we have other ways of making business or making money, and so we're going to pursue those opportunities. So, the fact that we have not been good stewards of antibiotics as human beings because we've overprescribed and undertaken and it's been inappropriately used in areas of animal husbandry and the rest of it. So we've abused the privilege as human beings. We've abandoned, many businesses have abandoned antibiotic discovery. So it's left us with this problem. So, Tiny Earth again, the curriculum excites students in ways that we've never seen before, but it's particularly powerful again because it's not research just attached to any point of interest. The research that these students are doing is filling a critical need, antibiotic discovery. And so it does all these things, and these students get that, they feel that. And when they go to a symposium like the one that we're having at Lambeau Field Monday,
So,
at a free community event with their family and friends looking on, there's so much pride in that building. So the value of science and medicine that is conveyed so effectively because the message is coming from the students. It amazes all of us on the planning committee that during these very divided times and these cynical times that we have inadvertently come up with a strategy. We actually have a publication on this that we put out recently over this past year. We did not set out to do things this way. The members of the planning committee initially just, we should provide an opportunity for students to communicate their science and what they've learned, right? Science is incomplete unless it's communicated. So trying to be good facilitators, teachers, educators for these students, a number of us are like-minded individuals. College of Menominee Nation, St. Norbert College, UW Green Bay, NWTC got together and we decided Lambeau would just be a great place. But as it turns out, lo and behold, what we discovered is it's a powerful voice to communicate the value of education, collaboration, science, medicine, and the rest. And it's such an inspirational thing, the value of collaboration. The students end up being role models for all of us, quite frankly, and we are there to support them.
UW Green Bay Associate Professor of Biology, Brian Merkel, with us, giving us a preview of the Tiny Earth curriculum and the symposium set for next week. You can join in questions at 800-642-1234. Brian, a bit more on this really large and growing soil database and the samples and the culture conditions. How is this information coordinated across the world as far as this database?
Yeah, so again, it's the wisdom and the team of Joe Handelsman. Joe Handelsman is the director of the Wisconsin Institute for Discovery on the UW-Madison campus. For all the amazing things that she has done in terms of her contributions in science, I think her true legacy is going to be a mentor. She is a mentor to all the Tiny Earth partner instructors that exist throughout the world today. And so she organizes all these things, her team at the WID, as we call it, organize all this, the database. So when all these courses are running around the world, which they do, like ours in the fall, part of the process at the end of the course is that the students get together with their instructors around the world and we enter in together all the information, the exciting information about the antibiotic activity that's produced by these soil bacteria. It gets entered into the database that's organized and supervised, and the rest that's kept by Joe Handelsman's team. And so today they have 19 high priority isolates, which is really exciting. They've identified 10 structures, which is not a light lift, but they have the expertise and the equipment
Well,
on the Madison campus to do all that. So that's where
Brian,
we are.
thank you for joining us.
It's a pleasure being with you. Thank you so much.
Brian Merkel, associate professor at UW Green Bay, leading the Tiny Earth Symposium. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.